Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. It is June 30th, 2015. At the end of the month of July, I'll be headed to Dallas for a creation conference. Really looking forward to that. And I'm trying to make, if possible, last-minute plans to go to Birmingham, Alabama to meet with the OSA, Operation Save America guys, in their fight to end child killing, to save as many children as we can. And the AHA guys will be there, Russell Hunter and others. So it'd be wonderful to get there if possible. Not sure if I'm going to be able to go, but they're going to have a great time if you can possibly make it the middle of July at Birmingham, Alabama. And Chief Justice Roy Moore will be there. And he has been on this show. And when he was on this program, he apologized. He repented publicly for celebrating the Supreme Court's partial birth abortion ruling. Do you remember that, when they upheld Focus on the Family's partial birth abortion ban, National Right to Life's PBA ban? And he apologized because the listeners of Bob and Yurt Live, we ran full-page newspaper ads across the country, open letters to Dr. James Dobson. And in Birmingham, and in each city that we selected, like in D.C., the Washington Times, we went to the cities where there were significant Christian leaders or organization headquarters, like in Colorado Springs, of course, in the Gazette, where Focus on the Family is headquartered. And we ran full-page ads in those cities to try to reach that the leader of that Christian ministry. And you might know Don Wildman with AFA, the American Family Association, just put out a fabulous response to the something referred to as the Supreme Court issued an opinion on something called homosexual marriage. And Don Wildman, in response, put out a request for Christians, including pastors, to make a public commitment that they will obey God rather than man. So there is a statement about the U.S. Supreme Court opinion on top of our website, kgov.com. And that statement indicates that every governing official, in fact, every person, should reject this Supreme Court opinion. They should reject it, whether a redefinition of marriage, because the Creator made us male and female, the only place that rights can come from, human rights, is from the Creator. There is no other conceivable place, because if they come from the government, then they're not rights, are they? Because the government could just withdraw them. If they come from the majority, they're not rights, are they? Because the majority could just withdraw them. If they come from the delivery doctor at birth or the hospital, then they're not rights, are they? The only place that rights can come from is the Creator, our Creator. That's it. And our Creator made us male and female, as Jesus said, and he would know because he made us, as Jesus said at the beginning of the creation, not after billions of years. That's why, with the whole country going to hell in a handbasket, somebody asked me the other day, so Bob, the country's going to hell in a handbasket, as Bob and Yurt Live used to present week in and week out back in the 90s on TV. He said, so what are you up to? And I said, we're making a video on dinosaurs. Everything is on fire and you're making a video on dinosaurs? Yeah, because they're missionary lizards. Because dinosaur soft tissue, I mean, blood vessels, blood cells, hemoglobin, DNA, histone proteins, on and on. They have found so much soft tissue in dinosaur bones from all over the world that this is powerful evidence to a rational thinker that dinosaur bones cannot be millions of years old. They can't be 100 million years old. They can't be 80 million years old. They can't be 68 million years old. They have to be young, that is similar to the age of Egyptian mummies, because you break open the bones of Egyptian mummies, and they're mostly desiccated. They're mostly, of course, dried out. But there is, when you look in with a microscope, you could find bits of soft tissue like in dinosaur bones. So Jesus said that God made us male and female at the beginning of creation, and God instituted marriage between a man and a woman. And so therefore, no government, no democracy, no majority rule has the authority to change marriage, because God gave it to us. A judicial ruling, an opinion, should be ignored, because it's certainly not a law, and it's not just, it's not valid, it's not right. So every governing official should reject it, everyone, and should ignore it, meaning they should refuse to implement it. But very few will do that. In Texas, the attorney general there, he sort of tried. You know, he sort of tried to make a principled statement. He failed, but he tried. And he said that any, you know, county clerks or whoever's job it is to issue marriage licenses, they don't have to violate their conscience if their religious beliefs indicate that homosexual marriage is wrong. And that's, I mean, he's trying, right? But that's just like what Colorado did when they passed the law. It's now on the books, prohibiting any speech that would tend to discriminate against homosexuals. That's on the books in Colorado. Just kgov.com/homosexuality. You'll find the link. You could see the law. You could read the whole law, read the highlights or the lowlights, I guess we should say. And so they have banned in Colorado. They haven't tried to uphold the law yet. They're waiting for an especially unsavory character to be the first target of the law. Maybe right here at Bob and Yurt Live. Maybe we'll be the first. I don't know. But they have banned, in fact, the law says it is prohibited. Speech that would tend to discriminate is prohibited in the state of Colorado. You cannot publish books, pamphlets, you can't sell them, you can't hand them out. So on our website, kgov.com, we have an illegal flyer from Bob and Yurt Live. It's for sale, 100 copies for $10. Or you could just get it and print it for yourself for free. And it's illegal. But in the law, so the law is against bigotry and hatred, right? Hate speech and all that. But it makes exceptions for Christians. Well, for religious people. That's not them doing the church a favor, believe me. They're just continuing to heap on the pressure in hopes of getting, with their goal of getting the church to completely cave. And sure enough, the Presbyterian Church USA, what did they do just the last few days? They officially, it didn't change anything in practice, because a year ago they made the decision, but a few days ago they officially changed their church constitution to redefine marriage to be a commitment between two persons. They don't even believe in personhood. But when it comes to marriage and homos, well, then they're, yeah, then they'll use the term persons. So we have our Year the Church Goes Gay, kgov.com/the-year-the-church-goes-gay. So we've just added Presbyterian Church USA to the rest of, it's our superfluous list of leaders and Christian groups, Christian in quotes, groups that have gone gay. And so in Texas, here in Colorado, they're saying, but if you're a Christian, you don't have to go, you don't have to abide by this. And the Attorney General in Texas, if he were to issue a principled statement, he would have said that this ruling is immoral, unjust, an affront to God. It's at war with Christian and religious liberties, and we will not abide by this ruling. That's what he should have said, instead of saying, although he may not have intended it like this, but instead of saying that if there are any Christian bigots working for the state of Texas, we'll protect your right to be bigots. And so my show engineer today, Wally, he gave me an article from the New York Post by Rich Lowry. And the headline, "Churches are the left's next target in the gay marriage war," and how absolutely right on that is. Of course, that's exactly where we're headed. So we want to get to that. Oh, by the way, our telethon, the Bob Inyart Live telethon, we actually skipped our last scheduled telethon because we would love to be able to continue this program with its vital teaching. It's only vital because we go through the Bible verse by verse at Denver Bible Church. We record those studies. We make them available online. And, of course, people who attend Denver Bible Church, the Sunday schools, the sermons, Will Duffy teaches Sunday school, and I do. This program, the message is vital because it comes from a biblical worldview, so that we are taking the teachings and scripture and applying them to our daily lives, personal or private lives, family, church, culture, and nation, and even to the world. In fact, with ISIS, we're trying to regulate ISIS so ISIS would wait 24 hours before killing someone. We're trying to urge ISIS to stop killing by dismemberment. We're trying to urge ISIS to anesthetize before beheading someone. Oh, and by the way, here at Bob Inyart Live, been like in the whirlwind with this ISIS meme campaign. And you could see all the memes so far at AmericanRightToLife.org, AmericanRTL.org. Tomorrow is the last day of the campaign. So it's a three-day campaign, and it's designed to bring in another 1,000 people or more, minimum of 1,000, into the camp of understanding. The camp of understanding, when they get it, they realize that regulating murder is immoral and that it backfires. So the hashtag is "Don't Regulate Murder." And these memes have been all over the internet, all over Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and every other gram, and on websites, and about, what is it, over a dozen organizations have been distributing these in a coordinated fashion. So praise the Lord for that. But back to Bob Inyart Live. So we take a biblical worldview and apply it to our daily lives in every sphere of influence, personal, family, church, culture, neighborhood, country, the world. And it's because of that, it's vital. And some people have said things like, well, you have to read, here's my latest book, you have to read it. And we always point out, we've pointed this out for 24 years on the air, like my life's work is a book on the Bible called The Plot. And we say, you don't have to read The Plot. You have to read the Bible. You have to read the Bible. If you want to know what God has for you, you have to read the Bible. But God did provide for the body of Christ that there would be teachers. And if you'd like to avail yourself of our teaching here at Bob Inyart Live, then we have a book on the Bible called The Plot. we have our best-selling resource of all time, which is our video on the global flood. And that's been selling all over the country. We're just thrilled about that. We're praying that we'll be able to put out later this summer our video on the evidence against the Big Bang. That's in post-production. We don't have large production budgets here. When we get to heaven, if God says, well, here are the smallest ministries that had the biggest impact. Now, that would be an interesting list, wouldn't it? God's list of the smallest ministries with the biggest impact. Impact for good. I mean, you could have an impact for evil. But that's a list. I mean, we wouldn't mind being a big ministry. But that's a list we would love to be on as we pray every day. Search me, O God, and know my heart, and see if there's any wicked way in me, but lead me in your everlasting way. So we ask God to help us to be effective. And if you think that we're effective, then we'll be asking for your help through July with our telethon to raise $30,000. It's just vitally crucial for Bob and Your Live to continue the fight. It's vitally crucial. We have the dearest friends, supporters in the world, like at Denver Bible Church. We're all homeschool families, and there's tons of kids. We got visitors at Denver Bible Church, and they can't believe all the kids running in the morning, running into church. They love being there. It's mostly because of Grandma D, but they love being at Denver Bible Church. And we're all homeschool families, all the families with kids still at home, all homeschool families. And as a result of that, that means we're single income families, not dinks, right? Dual income families. We're single income families because typically mom stays home with the kids, dad goes to work, and he has to be the provider for the family, to provide all the needs of the family. And that's difficult because our economy is geared toward a liberal household that sends their kids to government school, to public school, so that both parents could work. And therefore, when you go to buy a house, you buy a car, you buy groceries, everything is priced for the average dual income household. So you have a single income household. You don't have a paycheck from your wife. You know, some men want to marry half a mortgage payment. That's their goal. I want to marry half a mortgage payment. But if you have children, it's such a honorable thing for a man to work hard, to work doubly hard, so that his wife could stay home and take care of the kids, homeschool the kids, and he goes out and provides for the family. He's the breadwinner. And so, at any rate, that's very difficult because you have one income and the things you have to buy are priced for dual income households. So it's extremely difficult. And as a result, Denver Bible Church, we're a homeschool church. If you come to our church and you have kids, I mean, we're going to apply every conceivable argument and pressure to get you to homeschool your kids. I mean, if you can't do that, Christian school, but certainly don't give your kids to a godless system that will chew them up and spit them out. Some kids survive, most don't. And if you put your kids in a godless government school and they don't survive, who are you going to complain to? To whom? They're your responsibility. At any rate, at Denver Bible Church, we tell our families, if you're struggling financially, you're already giving half of your income to the Lord. Half. Forget about that tithing stuff they teach at some of those, you know, weaker brethren churches. Forget about that. You guys are already giving 50%. So if somebody wanted to put a burden on you, like Jesus talked about the Pharisees, who they bind heavy burdens on men's backs And with their finger, they will not help to alleviate the burden. With their little finger, they won't help. So we say, you're already giving 50% because mom is home. She's homeschooling the children with the goal of raising godly young men and women. And that is as much a donation, a gift to the work of the Lord as anything else ever can be. Certainly more significant than giving money. So don't feel that you have to give 10% on top of that, because that would, you know, that might even break the family. So you give the, under the law, Jesus quoted the law, and he quoted tithing, 10%, it's part of the law. But in the covenant of grace, you give so that the peace of God will rule in your heart. God loves a joyful giver, and you give so that the peace of God rules in your heart. And we've told families, if you could only give a dollar, give a dollar. And be strong. Take care of your wife and your children. And there'll come a time when you'll reap those blessings and you'll be able to give more. So Denver Bible Church is a home base of operations for the ministry that fights on many fronts in many battlefields out of Denver, Colorado. And Bob and Yurt Live is one of those fronts on the airwaves that Denver Bible Church fights from. And so if I'll give you a little inside baseball back. If you looked at the books of Denver Bible Church, Bob and Yurt Live, some of the groups that we and our producers and all are on the board of, like American Right to Life, or even Colorado Right to Life. A couple few years ago, you look at their books and they're really suffering badly, all those groups. And Cheryl and I also suffering very badly financially. So you fast forward to the summer of 2015, and while they're not, none of these groups are rolling in funds, none of them. But Colorado Right to Life is more financially secure than it's been in years. Denver Bible Church is more financially secure and now actually has a building than it's ever been, and now it has a building. American Right to Life has more funds for its operations than it has ever been. Cheryl and I, in our private lives, we still struggle. We live paycheck to paycheck, but we're doing better than we've done in the last 5 years with a very similar income, but we just had to get better management of our finances. So those four, to me, they're like profit and loss centers in a way. They each have to stay afloat every month. So the one that's struggling severely is Bob and Yurt Live. Bob and Yurt Live is struggling, but I'm ecstatic that these other groups are doing better. And one difficulty is when we talk about the battle, like for years, I don't know, for 10 years, in the fall, we normally would have our telethon in the fall leading up to Colorado Right to Life's banquet. We'd spend more time on the air urging people to support Colorado Right to Life than we would mention even our own telethon. And that's because we're stupid here at Bob and Yurt Live. We're just stupid. But, you know, hopefully God will just pat us on the head and say, yeah, you guys were stupid, but you sure tried hard. So we are going to need your help, if you can help. And it's so difficult because as I ask that, I think about Colorado Right to Life, and I don't want people to cut back, and American Right to Life, and Denver Bible Church. Just, it'd be terrible. But Bob and Yurt Live needs your help. And what has happened with our telethons since time immemorial, notice I didn't say since the beginning of time, but since time immemorial, our supporters are the most loving, self-sacrificing, dedicated friends. They're not just supporters, they're friends. and they will give. Some give 20 a month, and it's humbling and it's an honor. Some give 100 a month or more. It's humbling and it's an honor, and it's a great responsibility to use those funds wisely for the battle. And quite often in our telethon, where people will make a one-time donation or a monthly commitment, you know, 25 a month, 50 a month, somebody a while back said, I'm going to give 500 a month for a year. And that was just stunning beyond measure. I mean, we were dancing on the studio table. Well, not really, but you get the idea. And so it's the most natural thing in the world for those who are donating to this ministry, who are trying so hard to take care of their families, their own churches, other ministries, and they give to Bob and Yurt Live. And so when it comes time for the telethon, they'll say, they'll call or go online and say, I'm giving, you know, $35 a month. I'd like to renew that for another year. And that is so vitally crucial. If people didn't do that, we would have been off the air 10 years ago. But as a result of that, which is a peculiarity, I don't know how many ministries experience this, but we could have a telethon that raises, let's say, $24,000, and the only actual money that comes in is $1,800 by the end of the telethon. It's $1,800, and everything else was, you know, vitally necessary but consistent revenue with the past year, which is how we've gotten into this mess to start with. So we're just really in a bind. So many of you guys have given so sacrificially, and there's so much we have to share. This the next target of the left is the churches, of course. We have put Sunday's sermon, Denver Bible Church, on the homosexual marriage opinion. We put that on our YouTube channel. Normally we don't do that. For one, we try to clean things up, make them respectable before we put it out in the public, like our Bible studies and seminars and all. But it's just so crucial, so vital. And so at kgov.com, you click on videos. That brings you right to our YouTube channel. And there's a playlist, a science playlist, a crime and morality playlist, and there's a theology playlist. And right, the first video in our theology playlist is the sermon from Denver Bible Church this past Sunday, just 2 days after the Supreme Court's ruling. So if you can, please prepare to help with our telethon that begins tomorrow. In fact, I mean, maybe somebody might want to help us out by calling in today, 800-8-NYART, 800-836-9278.